Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's spend a few minutes talking about Kentucky football. We've been all over them this entire season. Got a chance to talk to their head football coach and Mark Stoops. Also, Benny Snell throughout the course of the season. And their season will conclude on New Year's Day in the Citrus Bowl at 1 p.m. Eastern up against Penn State. But one of the best stories in college football this year has been the play of their senior linebacker in Josh Allen. And he's won almost every award you could win in college football over the last few weeks. The Bednarik Award, the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, the Lott Trophy, and then also was named the SEC Defensive Player of the Year and obviously a first-team All-SEC player. And that's a senior linebacker who's going to be picked very early in the draft this upcoming April, and that is Josh Allen, is kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Josh, congratulations, and thank you for making a few minutes for us. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing? I'm just trying to wrap up finals and try to grasp everything that's been going on in my life so far.
But what's the toughest final that you've had so far?
I had to write a lot of, 8-page papers, 5-page papers, so I'm going to have to say the papers. I'm actually writing one right now, but I took a little time off to speak to you.
Well, we appreciate it because I'm not that far removed from college, and I know how much of a pain in the ass those papers could be, especially when you're on page 6 and you still got to write 2 more to go. But this is a lot of stuff that you have to balance right now. As someone that didn't get a whole lot of recognition in the recruiting process, just what have these last few weeks been like with the success of the team and then also for you personally winning all these awards that you've won recently?
I'm just honored just to be on a team like this, and just to be on a team that's rebuilding is football culture again, and I'm glad to be a key piece in that puzzle, and I'm just so thankful that we all have a team that we're trying to put Kentucky back on the map for a football school. I know we're a basketball school right now, but we're trying to change that status quo and try to get a good balance there, because I feel like in the years to come, it's going to be a lot of changes going on.
How have you seen this program grown from your first year to where you are now? Because your first year they were 5-7, and now you guys are one win away from getting double digits and getting to 10-3.
Yeah, it just shows you the growth the program has made and the commitments players have made and coaches have made. We all thought we was going to be, every year we thought, this is going to be our year, this is going to be our year, this is going to be our year. But then this last year, we all made a commitment and we all had the same goal in mind, not individual success, but as team success. And as you can, we worked on it in the off season. We all worked out together, all the seniors. We all had a plan on what we wanted to do, why we decided to come back. And we just wanted to play for each other. And we knew we had the most experienced group out there. And we just had to, take heed to that and just play football.
There's a plethora of great stories on this team. I don't know if there's anyone better than yours with 14 sacks and 18 and a half tackles for loss, but it goes more than that. You were a 2-star recruit. You barely got looked at in the recruiting process. You almost wound up close to home in New Jersey in Monmouth. How did you end up at Kentucky? Take us through that story.
It's quite a bit of a long story, but I'm going to try to, keep it short for you. I grew up, I'm from New Jersey. Then I moved to Alabama for my freshman to junior year of high school. Played football there, all-state receiver. Never played defense a day in my life, for real. And in Jersey, my main focus was offense. I happened to move back to Jersey, get closer to home. And then the first day there, the coach was just like, well, you look like a defensive end. We're going to make you a defensive end. Like,
wow.
We're going to try you there. So I was just like, whatever. It is what it is. So the first scrimmage we had, it was just like I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the position, with playing defense and tackling and making plays, making highlight plays. And like the first scrimmage, I probably had like 3 sacks. One play I probably will never forget. They did a little jet sweep, and I just tackled the jet, twice. Big tackles, big hits. So And it was just from there on, it was just like, well, like this was for me. And then playing the season, I led the state in sacks in New Jersey my senior year. And then I didn't have time to go to like a lot of camps in the season, visit a lot of schools or whatever. So because I was moving and trying to get to, you know, trying to find my place on the football team, on the new football team. So recruitment was a little down. So, you know, I really had to start from nothing, start from that first scrimmage. Then Rivals came up to me after the thing and was just like, we want to make you a two-star, you know, we're going to be a two-star recruit for right now. I was just like, okay, great. You know, I was excited, you know, because I wasn't ranked before and now, you know, I'm ranked. So I thought it was pretty cool. And then I kept, you know, then I'm thinking I'm going to get some more and more, but nothing ever showed up. So, you know, I just knew I had to just stay down and grind, keep doing what I need to do because the offers are going to come. And then when Mama offered me, it was just like, I went down there on official visit, you know, I like the coaching staff, I like the players. So I was just like, you know, this is the only team that offered me, you know, out of, you know, close to me. And I just, you know, took a chance on that and I just, you know, I committed not too long after that. Then I'll say about right a week before signing day, you know, National Signing Day, Kentucky came to my school. The coach was Derek Ansley. He's DB coach at Oakland Raiders now. But he came to my school, he was talking to my coach and, you know, talked to my parents and just told me that he gave me a full ride scholarship. And then 3 hours later, I was on my official visit to Kentucky. And then that night, I committed. So it's a pretty long story, but, you know, a story I will never change.
That's unbelievable. As we're talking to Josh Allen right now, with how quickly you made the transition and how much instant success that you had, I know you seem as if you're a very humble kid, but hey, we're all human and we all know that we trust our inner beliefs and we have confidence. When you were going through that recruiting process, did you feel at all that, hey, there's a lot of schools that are making mistakes just passing up on you?
Yes, but I'm not going to say what particular school I'm at. When I'm out of school, I'll let you know.
You got to follow me on Twitter because when you do get out of school, I got to find out what school that is, all right?
I got you. I'll let you know. But I think they know who I'm talking about. They're listening.
You got it. Well, we're on 200 stations, so that's a lot of people that, you know, it's tough to narrow it down, but maybe if people that follow Kentucky a little bit more closely, they know the school. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I hope, you know, people know. I slipped up and said it a couple times, but I know my place now. Well, I'm going to wait till the season's over.
We'll put our research team on that. We'll try to dig up some of those tweets and some of that information. We're talking to Josh Allen. What advice would you give to a kid that maybe gets overlooked in this recruiting process? I was around someone at Temple and Hassan Reddick, who was also a New Jersey kid, and he got no looks, really. He was a walk-on at Temple. He ended up going in the top 15 of the draft a few years ago. But if there's a kid like yourself or Hassan Reddick that don't get a whole lot of looks but have a lot of talent, what advice would you give to that type of kid right now?
I mean, this is what I prided myself off of. I prided myself off of staying committed, working hard every day. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you can't succeed and that you won't succeed, because that should be more fuel to your fire right there. And I just, you know, I always thought if I kept myself committed to something, if I made sacrifices for the best, you know, for the greater good of myself and for my body, that I'm going to do it. I always thought I can be the best player in the country when I was younger. You know, I always had, you know, little milestones that I wanted to achieve each year and little goals. And I achieved those goals by sacrificing, by working hard, by staying committed. And each year I didn't look 6 years down. I didn't look 4 years. I looked to the next day. I took it day by day thinking, how am I going to get better? How am I going to take care of my body? And so far, you know, it worked out. So if you want to trust the process and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, then you will never succeed. But if you believe that you can succeed and if you believe that you can work hard every day, stay committed to something, and make sacrifices for the greater good, you will be successful in life.
And it has
and that's,
to.
And it, that's outside of football. That's life. It's football, basketball, anything. It's just plain and simple.
And we always love comeback stories, or when people get told, hey, you can't do something, they end up going out and doing it. And I was looking at McShay's rankings from ESPN the other day. They now have you going at number 9 in the draft to the Lions. Does it make it all a little bit more sweet after being told for a few years, hey, you can't do it, you're only a 2-star recruit, and now you're showing everyone, hey, not only can I play, but I could play pretty darn well?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm glad to see my name up there. You know, I never had recognition like I am, like I'm having today. So I'm really just truly blessed and truly honored just to be a part of the, you know, be a part of that list, even though I know that's not final. And I know, you know,
it could change.
It's not final. You know, it could change anytime.
You go to top 3.
You know, I could top 3, top 2, top 1. You know, that's my ultimate goal. And like I said, I'm not thinking weeks later, months later, a year later. I'm thinking day by day. So I'm really focused on next day, how I'm going to be better for myself and for my team and for my family.
I absolutely love that. Now, you're a father. You had a kid last year. What has fatherhood been like for you?
It's been good for the most part. He's been, you know, my son's been real inspirational in my life. He's put me on the right track. He's one of the sacrifices that I made, you know, that I have made, you know, to get to where I'm at. He's helped me tremendously. He doesn't even know that. And just him living with me has just been a blessing in disguise.
How do you balance all this? School, football, then having a kid, and clearly the kid's the most important. Because that's your own, but how do you balance all this at such a young age in your life?
You know, I have real great support system, great support staff. My girlfriend does a tremendous job, you know, while I'm at school and work. She's at home taking care of our son, making sure he's healthy and making sure, you know, our life is, you know, at one. I have great coaches. They help tremendously. I have great teammates. You know, I'm not the only one on the team that has a child. So if I have a problem, I can go to them and talk to them because they'll understand what I'm going through. And, you know, I just have a lot of support around me. And you know, it's just a blessing to have everybody who loves me in my corner right now.
Josh Allen here with us on CBS Sports Radio, the Kentucky senior linebacker. You'll be hearing his name soon, making plays on Sundays in the National Football League. One more game in his Kentucky career. That's Penn State in the Citrus Bowl, 1 p.m. Eastern on New Year's Day. I'm also told that you're quite the cook. You like being a chef, I hear?
If you looked in the bio, I was being rushed.
So not true.
That is false.
So how did that come about? You just go, what's your 3 or 4 favorite things and to do? And you just go, I made a bowl of pasta here or there so I could cook, right?
I mean, I can warm up a couple things pretty well. You know,
ramen
it's all
noodles.
It's all about how much water you put in it, how much, you know, what time you put it on. It's a process to making the perfect bowl of ramen noodles.
Hey, you got to be careful sometimes those athletic sites. You never know. Sometimes the information doesn't end up being real, but that's unbelievable.
False news.
Why do you want to play in this bowl game? We see so many guys like yourself that are so close to the NFL, and some people try to say, oh, the bowl game's not that important, but you want to play in it. Why is that?
You know, I committed myself to finishing the season and never changing who the person I am today. You know, I went in the season, you know, wanting to win a bowl game. So, you know, I don't care what bowl game we would have went to, I would have played in it because, you know, I do it for my team. I do it for my brothers that I go to war with every day, and I'm not going to just quit on them now. This is more than just myself. This is a brotherhood. This is a team. You know, I haven't got here by myself, and I'm not going to quit on nobody today, quit on nobody now.
Love that. What stands out to you about Penn State right now?
You know, they're in the Big Ten, you know, which does a lot of good things well. They play competition every week. And what I find most interesting about them is that, you know, the quarterback play, the quarterback and running back. They're two dynamic duo back there. McSorley does a really good job. You know, he's, you know, the offense mainly. Then the running back, number 24, he's made a lot of great plays looking at him. He's real patient in the pocket. He does a lot of things well. The receivers, you know, they have a lot of young receivers, but, you know, they go and make plays. Their offensive line is humongous. So that gives a little, you know, a little more tactics to things. But, you know, I feel, you know, our defense, we played against a lot of great offenses this year, and we're looking forward to another matchup. And, you know, we're looking to get 10 wins this season.
Now, this could be more fake news, but I need you to confirm or deny it. Hopefully it isn't fake, because I think it'd be something. I saw James Franklin was joking that he was sending you a few direct messages, maybe trying to persuade you not to play in the bowl game. Did you check your Twitter lately? Is that true or false?
That, again, is false news. So now when I see him, I got to question him about it. You know? I wouldn't mind a couple of messages from James Franklin. He's a heck of a coach. He's done a lot of good things at Penn State. You know, he's brought the program up from where they, you know, were at in the past. He's done a wonderful job at them, you know, as creating and developing players there as well. And, you know, he's a great coach.
Who was the team that you grew up rooting for, and who were some of the players that you really did idolize as a kid?
In college or NFL?
NFL.
Oh, I'm a Steelers fan. Grew up a Steelers fan. The only one in my family that's a Steelers fan. But I grew up idolizing, you know, Troy Polamalu, Jerome Bettis, Hans Ward, Santonio Holmes, early Ben Roethlisberger. I still like Ben Roethlisberger, but early Ben Roethlisberger, James Harrison. There's just a lot of guys on that Steelers, you know, that Steelers team when they won the Super Bowl, and when they played the Seahawks.
Seahawks. A lot of penalty flags in that game.
Yeah. So it was. I mean, that was the first game I remember that I can recall remembering watching, and I just, you know, loved them. I love the colors. I mean, you know, they're just a real traditional, gritty team, and you know, that's the type of player I wanted to be. And you know, I grew up just loving them. And to this day, I still do.
Do you own a terrible towel? Just wondering.
No. I mean, I got a towel. You know, I got a yellow towel in my house, so I do wave that around when they play.
You got it. And Hines Ward, man, what a player he was. Not only could make some big catches, but the thing I loved about Hines Ward the most was his blocking game, really.
Oh, my gosh. He was one of the best blockers, the best crackback wide receivers in the game.
Now, before we let you run, Josh, now with this entire process, and your film speaks for itself, so you could sell a lot of teams just on that, but there's a lot of interviews, you got the combine, and teams get to ask you questions that you never think you could even imagine in a million years. If I asked you to define who Josh Allen is and why I should draft you, what would be the reason that you give me?
I would say that I'm a player that's going to, you know, I don't want to sound real cliche, sound like everybody.
Be real with us.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, tell the person, whoever asks me the question, is like, you're going to get a funny, goofy guy, you know, off the field, who's going to have fun, you know, maturely. But when it comes to football and when it comes to time to work, I'm going to give you 100%. I'm going to be committed to whatever I say I'm going to do. I never switch on nobody. And I'm just going to have fun and bring enjoyment and bring excitement to the game.
Well, hey, good luck on the exams. Good luck in the bowl game, and improve those cooking skills for us. And we look forward to watching you play on Sundays. Josh, this was great. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.